Yes, I know it was due on the 1st, but I'm saying we'll have the money to you by the 15th. And I really don't appreciate you using that kind of language with me, Señor Guzman. Sí. Buenos dias. Hi, Daddy. Hi, Mr. Giuliani.
Oh, hi, Ivanka. Hi, how are you?
Okay, where are the boys?
I just saw them heading over to the business center to call Sammy Stein. Don was very changed this morning. His whole attitude seemed hopeful.
Oh, he's in for a change. Certain men simply take longer to get, solidified. Like, Thomas Edison, I think, or B.F. Goodrich, or, I don't know, one of them was retarded.
Daddy.
I'm sorry, mentally retarded.
Are you going to talk to Vlad today?
Yes, of course I will. I'll be very direct. He'll just have to, get one of those crooked banks to refinance everything.
Oh, and remember to ask for an advance. All told, about $200 million would carry us this month. But that includes the last payment on Mar-a-Lago. Daddy, after that, we'll own it outright.
Imagine that. I've never had anything that wasn't leveraged to the hilt or owned by foreigners.
Oh, I almost forgot. You're supposed to meet the boys for dinner at 6 over at the formal restaurant. Don said, tell Dad we want to blow him to a big meal.
Blow?
You know, there's two things blow could mean. Either way, you'll love it.
And Wednesday's seafood night.
Oh, it's great. I love a good steak. I tell you, I'm going to knock Vlad for a loop, kid. I'm going to get an advance, and we'll be back on Easy Street. God damn it. Now I know I'm going to do it because I'm fabulous.
Oh, that's the spirit, Daddy. It's changing, Daddy. I can feel it.
Beyond the question.
Good morning.
Hi, Mr. Lindell. Guys, I gotta go. I'm late for my conference call.
Hey, Donnie, can we get those massages now? You promised me an Asian.
Mike, you know, for my inauguration, I asked the organizers to put up pictures of my face all over the place.
Yeah?
I'm gonna go find the spa. Meet you there.
But you know what they said? They said it wouldn't be American. I think it means they just don't love me enough.
Oh, people love you plenty. I mean, you won the electoral college and the popular vote in both elections, right?
Yes, but those crafty Dems stuffed the ballot boxes the second time. I have proof, so much proof. Anyone who could look at it would know this is definitely proof. Take a look at North Korea.
Yeah?
You know, they have Kim's pictures everywhere. I'm so jealous. And they have big celebrations for his birthday, with tanks and so forth. Why wouldn't they do that for me? It's so unfair.
Well, I don't know a lot about foreign relations or statesmanship, or really much of anything besides pillows. But I do know that Jesus has a plan for all of us. For me, it's to sell cushy headrests at premium prices. You see, when I was a young man just starting to flunk out of college and getting addicted to crack and bankrupt my family...
Donald?
Brock, is that you?
I only have a few minutes.
Tell me, what's the answer, Brock? How do you do it? Is it a black thing? Because I could do black. The blacks love me, Kanye does, Mike Tyson, Dennis Rodman.
Donald, when I walked into the swamp, my approval rating was 48. When I walked out, it was 69. And by God, I was well-liked.
But how did you do it? You see, Brock, I'm a very rich man, I'm a very successful man, but people just don't seem to like me.
Well, you see, to be well-liked, you first have to like others. Also, you have to understand how they feel. That's called empathy. Also, people like leaders who are competent. To be competent, you need to have relevant experience. You can't be a fuck-up.
But you're so young, you're just like a community organizer, out there working with the losers. I mean, how many deals did you close with Russian oligarchs or like Saudi princes? I'm guessing Zippo. How did you even get to Washington, D.C.?
Well, in the early days, I was planning to go and visit Africa.
Oh, back to the homeland. I totally get it.
Now, Donnie, we're not going to start that again now, are we?
Sorry, my bad, bro.
But At that age, I was a very faulty view of geography.
Oh, yeah, inner city schools, I know they're a disaster. The worst, not good, not good at all.
I discovered, after a few days, I was heading due east. So instead of Africa, I ended up in Washington, D.C.
That makes perfect sense.
You see, Donald, being a successful and well-liked leader is also about having a belief in the common good, in sacrificing on behalf of others.
So what you're saying is be weak, but you must have gotten, really rich from doing the backroom deals in the White House, right?
No, Donald. I also have what's called a moral compass. What do you think is the most important thing in life?
Well, of course, it's to be rich and well-liked. That's what I tell my kids all the time.
Donald, when I walked into the swamp, my approval rating was 48. When I walked out, it was 69. And by God, Donald, I was well-liked. Also, I was rich, metaphorically speaking.
Rich and well-liked, rich and well-liked, rich and well-liked. I was right, I was right, I was right.
And so, that's how I capitalized on that surplus of contaminated foam and invented the My Pillow. People think they're sleeping better because of the design, but they're just getting woozy from the toxins leaching into their brains.
You know, Mike, you're like a walking, talking American dream. Straight out of central casting.
Thank you, Donald. That means a lot, seeing as Trump Enterprises has always been a lavatory for innovation.
I don't understand you.
Vlad. Vlad, it's the Donald.
Oh, you. What do you need, Mr. Trump?
It's about those loans for Trump Enterprises. I know you talked to Ivanka about refinancing them, but the truth is, we need more money right now.
Well, thing is, I talked to banks, and I have to tell you, it's not good. What is your expression, up? Sheet Creek without paddle is going to be very difficult to refinance what you already owe. It's too risky.
But, Vlad, you know, your father used to carry you into his office.
I know, Mr. President, but...
Your father came to me the day you were born and asked me what I thought of the name Vladimir. Well, I thought Fred or Bernie would be good to go, too.
I appreciate that, Mr. President, but how you say you can't transfuse blood from stone?
Who's asking for blood? All I need is a simple 200 extra million. That's it, not much more.
Mr. Trump, the banks want to foreclose on all of your loans. You know, the economy.
Or is it bastard Biden?
And my little territory dispute. I have much trouble.
Zelensky, I told him no new weapons unless he gave up the goods. You know, quid pro quo-like.
But Donald, business is business, even in crooked Mother Russia, eh?
I'm talking about your father. There were promises made. I put 34 years into doing business with your country, Vlad. You can't eat the orange and throw the peel away. A man is not a piece of fruit.
Look, I'm not clear on this fruity analogy, but listen. I have other people to call, okay? Pull yourself together, kid, and stop calling or I release the pee-pee tape, okay?
Well, hey there, Donald. Can I order something for you? A Diet Coke?
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
Jeez, Donnie, take it easy. I just know that you like things that aren't real. Fake sugar, fake boobs, fake nose.
No thanks, bud. Mike, I'm strapped. Russia's calling in all of our loans. It's not good.
Okay, now. That is a tough one.
Vlad, that snot-nose. I named him. Imagine that. I named him Vladimir back when our dads were working together.
Donald, when are you going to realize those things don't matter? You named him Vladimir. So what? You can't sell that. The only thing you got in this world is what you can sell. And the funny thing is, you're a salesman, and you don't know that.
Funny, you know, after all the limos, the private jets, the lavish hotels, the affairs with women, half my age, even a third, you end up worth more dead than alive.
Donald, nobody's worth nothing dead. You hear that?
Well, tell it to Picasso. I'm just worried about Don. I don't understand why he won't commit to taking over the family business.
I don't know. He's just not been the same since he went with you and Ivanka to Indonesia last year. Donald, what happened in Indonesia?
Nothing happened in Indonesia.
Don't be sore. Old Don will be fine. If at first you don't succeed.
Yeah, I know. Try again.
But sometimes it's better for a man to just walk away.
Well, I don't know what that really means, okay? But I've got to meet my boys now for dinner. Gotta go.
And I'm like, do you even know who I am? My family could, like, buy yours and, like, totally sell you to the Chinese and stuff. And he's all...
Hey, boys. Looks like you've had a few already, I see. You're celebrating. How'd it go with the Sammy Seinstein guy?
Pal, I had an experience today.
Is that so? Did he put his arm around you?
Well, it was over the phone, so...
Short version, son. Short version.
Yeah, sure did. He put his arm around me right over the phone.
You hear that? My boy's back. No way Stein's not giving you 200 mil if he puts his arm around you.
No, Dad. You're not listening. I left a message for Stein and had to wait a long time for him to return my call.
But he did return it, right?
Dad, I don't know who said it first, but I was never an executive producer for Stein.
What are you talking about?
Now, let's hold on with the facts tonight, Pop. We're not going to get anywhere bullshitting around. I was a prop manager and was fired after he caught me in a prop room using drugs and banging his underage daughter.
All right, listen. I'm not interested in any more fake news because the woods are burning, boys. You understand? Russia's calling in all our loans. It's a financial ruin for all of us.
What?
So I'm just looking for a little good news to tell your sister because the woman has waited and suffered. So don't give me a lecture about facts. Now tell me what happened with Stein.
Huh? Well, he said he wasn't sure, but maybe we could, you know, he could talk to his staff because he had questions about that.
Hello, who is it?
Ivanka, honey, it's just Dad. I need to talk to you about something important.
About prepping for the Indonesia meeting? I'll be ready in a few.
No, it's about something else. Something I need to show you.
Okay, just a second.
Daddy, you're naked!
I know it's probably a little weird. You know, it's just I thought it might be okay for us to, you know.
What? But isn't that kind of... I mean, I love you and all, but...
Well, you know, I used to make love to your mother, and you're really just one step removed. Plus, you know, I saw this documentary once, and they said we're all pretty much related genetically. Many people are saying this, good people.
Well, but still, isn't this a little unusual?
Not in many of the states where my biggest supporters live.
What the hell's going on here? Dad, you pervert. This is not cool. So, that's all we have for now. We could always talk to Sticky Zipper, but they're getting kind of picky on what they touch these days.
But you should have a deal, right? You got the deal, right?
Yeah, no. I said we'll have to see what Stein thinks when we have lunch next week. If I can get a lunch date with him. And like I said, I did bang his daughter, so there's that.
So you don't have a deal. Then why did you even bother to call him?
Why did I call him? Look at you. Look what's become of you.
But you're having lunch, right?
No, we're not.
But you love lunch.
Because I don't have an appointment. I lied. He didn't even return my call. I screwed his daughter, remember? You know, just like you tried to screw our sister?
You better be talking metaphorically.
No, goddammit. I just told you the truth, for once. Dad, I'm no good. Can't you see? I'm just like you.
I just want you to know, on the train, in the plane, in the mountains, and in the valleys, in a box with a fox, in your house with a mouse, wherever you go, that you cut down your life for spite. Spite.
Bullshit!
Spite is the word of your undoing. When you're rotting somewhere in a tract house, paying full retail, remember, don't you dare blame it on the Donald.
There goes one predatory pile of shit.
No, Don. You've just seen a prince walk out. A fine, troubled prince.
Abarak, how did you do it? What's the answer? Will my plan work?
Well, you don't want to make a fool of yourself, Donald.
Yeah, well, it might be too late for that when that bus may have already left. But a man can't go out the way he came in, Barak. A man has to add up to something, you know?
They'll call you a coward.
Yeah, probably.
And a damned fool.
I know.
And a racist, sexist, homophobic, clueless sack of monkey shit.
Okay, I get it. But my family suffered.
Well, so has the rest of the country. The world, actually.
Well, this is like an $800 million proposition. What do you people call it? Like, mad cheddar?
That is correct, my orange-hued homie.
But Barak, this is like a diamond shining in the dark, hard and rough, that I can pick up and touch. Not like another damn fool appointment with some guy named Sammy Stein. No, it changes everything, Barak. Because the kids think it's nothing, and it's just truly something.
Well, I don't want to be the one who tells you not to kill yourself. And if these are the best terms you can get, I'd say it's time to close.
Thanks, buddy. And you know, I hope you don't have any hard feelings that I made fun of you not being born in America.
It's okay. It's just politics.
Or that I said that you were the founder of ISIS.
Well, that one hurts a little.
Or that maybe you were the most ignorant president in the history of our fine country.
Yeah, well, I guess it takes one to know one, asshole.
Ha 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 ha